Second visit from restoring Felix Bunnell. Two visits in the same morning.
Is it rare? I don't know. He kind of sticks around.
Even rarer than that is that he has brought to us some current news.
I don't know about that. Wait, even that? Wait a second, Dave.
About the... usually your headlines are at least 100 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
But this concerns the endangered Clark Park gazebo in Everett.
Yes. Okay. You might remember we first reported back in February that the Clark Park gazebo, built in 1921, is threatened with demolition because the city of Everett, who owns it, wants to rip it down. In the latest wrinkle from the tortured gazebo department, the Everett Historical Commission voted unanimously last night to indefinitely postpone taking action on the city's request. This is all very complicated. We'll get to that in a moment. Backstory is that the city wants to establish an off-leash dog park at Clark Park, which everyone is in favor of, but they say they must tear the gazebo down to do so. The gazebo has been a magnet for crime, another undesirable behavior, which is driving away regular park users. The city admits that getting rid of the gazebo won't eliminate the problems, but they still insist it must be torn down. It is a bit of a head-scratcher. Now, the Historical Commission is a board of volunteers who are asked to approve or reject changes to landmarks in Everett. The city first asked for approval to tear the gazebo down back in February. The commission then deferred taking action and instead offered a compromise. Pretty simple and seems to make sense. Compromise is that it was suggested by Historical Commission Chair Patrick Hall. You know, go ahead, build the off-leash dog area and see if it does what's called activating the park. Make it busier with positive things, right? Leave the gazebo there in place for a year or two and see if all those dogs and dog owners coming to the park at all hours will help displace the unwanted stuff at the park and make the whole place come alive again. The dog people get their park, the history people keep their gazebo. A win-win, I think, is what they call that. But the city of Everett, mainly through Parks and Facilities Director Bob Leonard and through spokesperson Simone Tarver, has made it clear they don't want to compromise. They want to tear down the gazebo. They did offer to install some interpretive panels with photos of it to pay tribute to it and to use the look and feel of it to help suggest the design of the dog park, but the commission wants nothing of the sort. At last night's meeting, Patrick Hall, the chair, submitted a long letter as part of the motion to postpone action.
In conclusion, we understand and appreciate that the city is trying to reduce crime and create a healthy environment for its residents under very difficult financial circumstances. We also believe that the best way to achieve these goals is to collaborate with the Historical Commission on possible solutions rather than by trying to simply force your will upon it. The commission remains willing to entertain less drastic alternatives if and when they are proposed by the city. So that's my motion. Do we hear a second?
Yeah, and it was a unanimous vote in favor of that, so it's pretty complicated. The mayor could just bypass this commission. They're essentially toothless. They're advisors. The city council could get involved. What the supporters of Clark Park Gazebo hope is that Mayor Franklin and the parks director will work with them so they can raise the money. The president of Historic Everett last night said this isn't time to celebrate, but it is a time to sort of take a step back.
Well, I think it's cause for breathing a little bit for some of us. It's a step, you know, to take a breath and then see what everybody's next steps are. And one of my historic Everett members walked up to me later and said, let me know when you need some money.
And an email I got very late last night from the city spokesperson essentially said they're going to move forward with tearing it down. Thanks for your help, Historic Commission, but now we're moving forward. So they wouldn't confirm that exactly, but that's what it looks like to me. So lots more drama there at the tortured gazebo department.
Time to tie yourself to a gazebo.
Let's all go. All of us. We'll get up there.
Everybody, Isn't that what they do to trees?
Can I count on you?
Yeah.
Felix Bunnell. Thank you, Felix.
Yep.
It is.